Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Shalk, and I serve as Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. And right alongside the co-host of the Get the Scoop radio show, sitting right next to me here in the Studio Financial Studios, is Kristen Hildebrand, and she's Warren County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so when we left yesterday, I'm still sitting here with my pint jar. I'm not sitting. I haven't been sitting here all day.
I understand.
Okay. But I bet in spirit I've been sitting here, okay? All right, and I'm anxiously. I've got a pint jar.
Yes.
I've got it covered, and I've got this tomato goo in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so give us a recap of yesterday and tell me what I'm going to do with this tomato goo that's in this jar.
Yeah, so after you've scooped out all the seeds and the pulp, you've actually put that into the half-pint jar. What you're going to do now is you're going to let that process ferment. And so you're going to sit that jar indoors at about 70 degrees out of direct light to help ferment. And a lot of people say that they've used a coffee filter, and then they put a rubber band over the lid, and so it helps kind of shade that gel. It's kept out any contaminants, fruit flies. Maybe you've got some pets at home that kind of want to sniff it out. But it does allow for better air and gas exchange during that fermentation process. So basically what they've also done is, if you've got more than one heirloom type of variety, they've also written the name of the variety on that coffee filter as well. So they just secure it with a rubber band, and then they kind of watch it. Now, a lot of times, as it goes through the fermentation process, there's some mold and kind of gooey looking stuff that comes to the top. Well, that just goes to show you that the process is working for the fermentation. So we're moving on to step three. You're going to separate the good seeds from all the rest. So you're going to let that solution set up for about 3 days. And at that time, you'll see a distinct separation with the pulp floating at the top while the good seeds have all sunk to the bottom in that clear liquid. And so that layer of mold, basically you're just going to scrape it off. It's going to look kind of funky, but again, nothing to really worry about because it's just showing you that it's working. So in step four of this process on saving your tomato seeds, you're going to remove the scum. So you're going to do that by simply taking a metal spoon and just skim off the top skin of mold and just throw it away. The heavier seeds might be kind of tangled a little bit with some of that pulp, but they'll eventually kind of sink down. All the non-viable seeds are going to remain floating. So that's kind of the good seeds, how to distinguish the good seeds from the bad seed. Now, step five, this is going to be interesting, where you're going to rinse and repeat. So in step five, what you're going to do after you skimmed off the mold and thrown it away, you're going to add about 1/4 to 1/2 cup of water to that remaining liquid with the seeds, and then you're just going to give it a nice stir with your spoon there. Now let it settle a few moments, and then those good seeds again are going to sink to the bottom. Pour off the top half of the liquid and the floating seeds, because remember that's some of the non-viable seeds that's going to float to the top, and then you're going to repeat, Chris, this process 2 more times. So add water, stir, and then, you know, pour off some of the liquid. And again, you're going to do that until the water is clear when you rinse and the seeds are going to be clean. So the next step is you're going to pour them into a kitchen strainer to help drain. And you can also rinse a little bit of running water in a strainer for the non-viable seeds, which should be retained. So step six is really important, especially for the drying process. So you're going to spread the wet seeds out on a paper plate. You can also use another coffee filter if you have that, or if you've got a screen, that's really good for help drying. And you're going to scatter them as much as you can. We try to avoid using any kind of paper towels because the seeds will stick to that material like glue, and then you don't have a good seed to actually plant for next year. So if they cling together a little bit, you might have to rub the clumps of seeds between your fingers to help separate them. But the step number seven that we're going to be talking about here is you're going to store those dry seeds. So leave the seeds and let them air dry for 7 to 14 days. You're going to make sure it's in a warm, out-of-the-way spot. Sometimes on top of the refrigerator is the best. And then when they start to dry, those seeds are going to appear a little bit hairy or furry, but look closely at this point and make sure that there's not any mold. Most of the time it's going to have a little bit of white or damp to it. You can also make sure to use a pair of tweezers, because a properly dried seed's going to snap when they're bent in half. And then place the seeds in a labeled envelope in cool, dry place, about 40 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit, in a dark, well-ventilated place. So if you have any questions on saving tomato seeds, give your local extension office a call.
All right, Kristen, we appreciate that. And folks, we invite you back here tomorrow and each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobney Dye and Reed and our buddies over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.